Come on, let's go.
Hurry up.
I was grabbing a beer.
Welcome to Porch Talk, the podcast where 320-somethings figure out their lives and help you figure out yours along the way. I'm Eric.
Ezra, Brockwood Elementary, class of 06, valedictorian.
Morgan, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cat mom.
It's crazy that we hopped on the call and no one complimented my haircut. It's like I got diced up. No compliments.
I was actually thinking about it because I was supposed to get a haircut fucking 2 days ago. I hate coming down here without a haircut, but my barber be on bullshit.
You? You and your barbers. A story as old as time.
Yeah.
I can cut Don's hair.
I bet it's super cool looking for real.
Yeah, he let me cut his hair. Got the boy looking good.
That's how I know you got a white boyfriend. No colored man would let that fly.
Were you lining him up too?
Yeah, I was doing great shit. I just like watched a YouTube video and went to work.
Oh no.
Yeah, get a grip.
Give him a little fade next time.
Just oh, I am. That's my plan. That's my plan. I told him I was.
It's going to be so bad.
Put a little design in there. A little M.
Oh, give him a little stripes. Give him the two stripes.
You said an M? What the fuck?
If you do it in cursive, like right here, yeah.
That would look real cool.
Let's just do Morgan the whole way around, for real.
Yeah, nah, like, hold on, we'll see. We'll see.
All right, we got a hell of an episode. Good to be back. Every time we take a little break, unexpectedly, more often than not, but it does feel good when you're like back in the saddle.
Yeah, loved being back in the saddle.
All right, first things first, workplace boundaries. What are your hard no's? Where do you draw your line in the sand? I'm going to tell you right now, half the shit that Ezra's job does, that would be it. That would be it for me.
Yeah, my number one boundary would to not contact me when I'm not on the schedule. It's the biggest boundary.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. That's probably a great boundary to have. Don't know if it leads to climbing the ladder as fast as it may. You probably have to get rid of that boundary and sacrifice for a little, but I'm not mad at that. I'm not. I think things that I just don't morally agree with is probably where I, like, it doesn't have to happen to me. Like, watching niggas talk to certain people certain ways or the way they treat certain people, that pretty much tells me all I need to know. That's probably, like, one of my biggest boundaries. So once I watch people do somebody dirty, I know, like, this can happen to me too. So that's where I gotta draw my line in the sand. And then contacting you on your PTO days. I did happen. I let them know that shit can never happen again. And when I take my next PTO, they're toast. But I do think that's like the biggest line in the sand. Contact me on my PTO day. You got to give me that whole day back. Fuck it. You got to give me 2 days.
Well, especially with the way your job operates. If they get you on the phone, you're locked in for 5 hours.
No, truly. Fucking bum hoes. This was a question of the day. I did get some interesting ones. I think you learn like different people's expectations / trajectory off of just certain answers. Some people were like, if the job isn't willing to let them be 5 to 10 minutes late, if the job is willing to write them up in the first 3 months. And I was like, are these like real boundaries? I feel like those are like discipline actions that you deserved.
Yeah, I don't think that's really a boundary. Like, it's like you want leniency for what? Maybe if you're there for like 2 years and you're like, yo, I came in 5 minutes late, like relax this one time.
Yeah.
Different.
I seen another one. Another shorty said lack of severance package. And I like that one because I was like looking into jobs and the way jobs are closing down and just like laying off niggas in mass the last 2 or 3 years. A job not having a severance package would be kind of interesting.
But that's like a pre-work boundary that you would have for yourself. Like, you would have that before you even got the job. You can't start that boundary once you already started working there.
I guess that's true. That's the boundary that you've got to, like, go into the job with.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you find that out? Are you going to ask it in the interview process? Like, in case this job just cuts off immediately.
I ask the severance package. I ask PTO. I ask sick days. I make sure I know everything.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with asking that. If they have an issue with you asking that, then that should be another boundary you have.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's
free job.
They probably, like, that's a flag. We don't really like we don't like to discuss severance packages. It's because they don't have one. And when they lay your ass off, you're going to be shit out of a job with no money.
I mean, we talked about it before. You're not even guaranteed. Like, they could be like, oh, yeah, we have one. Then they cut you and they're like, yeah, about that severance package.
No, that's true. That
was never a thing. Was never a thing for you.
I say it all the time. Lying is not a crime. These niggas can lie to your face.
All the time.
As long as it's not in writing, boy.
I would say just even like a workplace boundary, just like a work-life balance of like, when I'm here, I'm here. When I'm out, I'm out. Simple as that. Some people... I mean, Ezra's job, but also just like other people, like for my job where I'm like, yo, you're working on the weekends for what? They're not even asking you to, but that just might be a work. You have work issues in general.
Yeah. Another one, which I commend my OM down here in Atlanta. He a good guy. We was out getting fucked up last week. But I'll touch on that post topics. Let me type it here so I remember. Promotion. Okay. That'll lead me to where I need to go. One of his boundaries, because, like, we're all hybrid. So, like, after loadout and shit like that, a lot of us go home. He generally stays until, like, 1 or 2 at the office here in Atlanta and shit. When I'm down here, sadly, I'm in the office all day, whereas when I'm in Charlotte, I go back home at, like, 6:30 and just work from the home office. Fucking one of his boundaries is he doesn't take no calls, answer no emails, reply to no texts while he's eating. And he's just like, yo, we work 14, 15-hour days often. We're not making the best money in the world. I want this 15, 20 minutes to myself to eat. And I'm like, you know what? I don't hate that, man.
I respect
that. I do not hate that.
Yeah. My last job, the regional manager came up to talk to me while I was eating lunch. And I literally stopped him and said, this is going to have to wait 20 minutes because I'm not about to talk to you on my break.
No, I agree. Because they're not going to get, if they talk to you for 10 minutes, they're not going to give you that 10 minutes back at the end of your break.
Yeah, no.
They don't expect to see your ass out there.
I like that one a lot. Something you wouldn't necessarily think about. And then you're like, oh, yeah, no. Like, I want to eat my lunch and just not have to worry about stuff. Like, what are we talking about? I'm assuming you guys don't want to be talked to disrespectfully. I feel like you covered that a little bit, like seeing people, but like to you especially.
Oh, yeah. Definitely can't be like. Morgan's face. I definitely cannot be disrespected in any manner because I think I'm a real like laid back, chill person. So if I'm not going to disrespect you, I don't want to be disrespected. And that's one of my issues. I didn't see niggas I work for disrespect other niggas in ways that I wouldn't imagine. And it's like, yeah, like right now we good, we cool. I'm doing a lot of good things for y'all, making y'all a lot of bread. But if you have a bad day or shit turn left, you're going to think you could talk to me like that too. And that's never going to happen.
Yeah. Right. I don't care what position I'm in or what position the other person's in. As soon as they start disrespecting me, I'm just going to disrespect them back way worse. Like, we'll never get to a good ground. I don't care if you're the fucking client either. You can get the fuck out.
Say less. All right, let's switch into this one. Do you think the amount of pay will ever feel enough for the work that you're doing?
That's tough.
If I'm making like at least 150.
That's tough because it's kind of like the 32-hour work week. It's like, damn, once we get there, it's going to be like, fuck, we could probably do this in 28 hours. And I feel like the ball always moves. I don't think there's an amount of money you could tell me and I'd be like, yeah, I'm compensated fair. I feel like I would always think there was more money you could pay me to do what I'm doing. And I don't think the internet helps because you can find like somebody in a similar position just in a different company who's always making more than you are. You'll never be the nigga making the most money in the world at your position. So it's like, maybe I could use a couple more dollars.
Honestly, like, I feel like I probably right now get paid enough for the amount of work that I do. I would love to get paid more. But, like, I think this is probably one of the... Because, you know, I'm always saying the person's like, I want $500,000, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, crazy. I feel pretty good for what I'm doing right now. Like, I'm not mad at it. Could always be more, but, like, it's fine.
Well, okay, so when I asked my last job, or I told him I needed a pay raise, and they came back with $1 an hour extra, and they were like, with this, we need you to, like, you know, really give us your role and, like, you know, really... set the bar for standards. And I was like, for one more dollar, you think I'm going to do all that? That's crazy.
No, that's like...
So for a dollar an extra an hour, that's 40 a week times 52. So for like $2,000 more, is that right?
Yeah, it's, like 2,000. It's a little over 2,000 extra dollars.
We need to do so much more work now.
I'm not going to lie, though. 2,000, that's probably, depending on what you're making, 2,000 is probably close to the industry standard of 3%. So, because I feel like niggas got fucked up when they didn't realize, like, what, like, the going rate on a raise is. Once you see how little, like, most companies' raise percent is, yeah, for that extra 2,000, I might need you to come and give it your super all. You gotta earn this bread.
Honestly, that is true. I remember when I was in charge of giving people pay raises, and it's like 1% would give them just like what, an extra 52 cents or something on their paycheck.
It's crazy. I seen somewhere on Reddit where they said, like, if you don't get elite, which is crazy because it's not gonna happen in most positions, if you don't get at least $8,000 in a raise, it doesn't even, like, in the grand scheme of things, really affect much, because you'll never really see that money. Because anything less than 8,000 is like less than 700 extra dollars a month. And then once you break that down weekly, like after taxes, once you break that down weekly, it's like, did this extra $85 really save me from anything?
No.
It looks good on paper, but the amount of work they're going to ask you to do for that is like, huh?
You can fill your gas up one extra time a year.
The whole I changed my mindset. I'm not getting paid enough. I need more money now.
You always need more money, man. I couldn't think of amount of money that would be like justifiable. Because even then, I'd be like, damn, I could probably use a couple more dollars.
All right, your position right now, you get $200,000 a year.
I don't know. I probably would need more, honestly. If you ask me to write out, like, the responsibilities, the duties, the hours, and then hire somebody to do it, I probably start at, like, $250.
Mm. So if you get $225, you're good.
If I get $225, I'll be good for, like, probably a month or so, because I'm greedy. And I tell my bosses, I'm very greedy. He called me the other day, asked me to do some extra shit, and I told him, yo, yesterday's price is not today's price. The more you ask me to do, the more money I'm going to have to ask you for in August when we circle back. So keep that in mind. Like, if you don't want to give me a raise, do not ask me to do no extra shit.
I would ask you to do so much shit and then just not give you the raise in August.
They couldn't do that. They could do that, but they know they're going to be... I was very clear. We can have this talk in August, and if it don't go, it's cool. Like, y'all cool people. I'm going to just go get paid elsewhere.
So you just got a raise, and then in like another 4 months, you're going to be like, I need the other raise.
In another 4 months, I'm going to need probably 40. And it sounds crazy, but I do a ton. And to get that raise, I would need another promotion. And once you promote, like, I'm already in like exec management. So once I keep promoting, these niggas got to back up quite a bit of money around to keep me. And I got hit up by one of their competitors on LinkedIn for a call, so.
Ooh.
I'll let them know, nigga. I'll go get paid elsewhere.
I hope they're listening.
They already know. I can get them as a guest, and he'll tell you that, like, the money will work itself out. It won't, but they already know. The nigga will take his talents elsewhere. I am not loyal to no company.
You should never be loyal to any company.
That's where people get fucked up. They dad, their grandpa worked somewhere for 40 years and they think they want to do that shit. Fuck no. I want to work where I'm getting paid the most.
Yeah.
Unless you're in an interview, then you say, hey, I want to be like how my dad used to work. You just pick somewhere and you stay there.
Yeah. I see myself being here for 15 years.
They eat that shit up. And I'm like, are you stupid?
Talking other job stuff, is there a salary you think that's too low where you would probably just ask to be paid hourly instead?
Yes, because I had a nigga telling me about this the other day. And then once I did the like quick math, I was like, wait a second, nigga, that's this much an hour. Like, just tell those niggas to put you on hourly and get overtime. Anything under 40, yeah, just pay me hourly.
I was going to say anything under like 50-ish. So maybe a little less, maybe a little higher. But with 50, I need like bonuses and commission on top of that too.
I'm trying to do the math of this. Oh, yeah. I mean, geez, if you're getting 40... If you're getting paid $40,000 a year, you're basically at like 19 and some change an hour.
That's too low.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, at that rate, pay me hourly, let me get overtime, and I'm going to make more money.
Well, especially with the job, if you end up just having to work overtime, 100% get paid hourly.
Yeah. That's the like fucking biggest cheat code ever. I feel like niggas, I don't know why niggas want a salary. Maybe for security, maybe for extra benefits, but like hourly niggas get benefits and shit too. Hourly niggas get PTO. If I could tell these niggas write down a number that matches my salary to hourly and then just pay me that for the hours I work, these niggas would have made me a $215,000 nigga.
Well, okay, so like at my last company, they stop you right before you get 40. Like they will not allow you to ever even get overtime. So
yeah, I know a nigga who can only get 39 and a half hours and he works at a warehouse. I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. UPS was like that because for them, a full-time job was 32 hours. It was 32 up. So like you generally worked anywhere between like 36, 38 hours. Nobody really got the 40 there.
Don't they get paid well though?
They do get paid. I made good money in college doing that shit, and I was just a helper. So, like, they're, like, actual employees. They bring in, like, over 100 easily.
Especially they just signed that new union contract not too long ago.
Maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, go just for
working
it.
Working a truck around.
Mm-hmm. Vroom, vroom. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why more companies, I guess they just don't want to pay overtime. So
that's exactly what it is.
To pay salary.
Like, I used to get yelled at if someone went even like 1 hour over overtime.
Oh, yeah, because then you're like hustling backwards. You're like losing money paying them that rate. Like bringing part-time employees and keep them under that.
They were like, your salary, what's 2 more hours on top of the 56 that you already worked that week? Why give it to them?
No, it do. That's the craziest part about like salary in general. When you have salary and hourly niggas should never mix because the more workload is going to that salary nigga, they're always like, well, you can stay extra and do this. And it's like, what the fuck? No, I'm not.
Yeah.
But yeah, kids, if you're making under 40, maybe under 50, ask for it hourly. And then when they look at you weird in the interview, like, make that one of your non-negotiables.
All right. Let's just finish out job stuff, and then we'll get into something else. On a scale of 1 to 10, how stressful do you rate the applying for jobs / interview process?
Is 10 the most stress?
Yeah, 10 would be the most. 1 would be the least.
I would say 2.
God, dog. That feels like dangerously.
I guess I'm just always in it. I make it a 2, like when it's like, all right, now I actually gotta get a job. But for the most part, I'm great at interviews, so.
I would probably say, like, for me, probably zero. I'm like, nigga keep a job. But I think, like, the going rate is probably higher than that. Because I've seen some people, like, it almost blows my mind, like, what some of these jobs are, like, asking and looking for. Because I've seen super qualified people just interview and not land things for months. And I think that could be, like, super draining. So I'd probably say, like, the going person would probably be, like, 6, 7. Especially when it starts to turn, like, month 2 without a job, month 3 without a job. You've been doing all these interviews. Now you don't know, like, where money's coming from. You're door dashing. You're probably, like, a 6 or 7.
Yeah.
I think probably, like, a 3 to 4. But I think, like you said, the longer you go without, like, getting any, even if you don't even get any interviews, or, like, you get, like, 1 or 2 and it goes bad, that's when it starts really ramping up.
Also, if you just know you're not really a good talker. I mean, most jobs you have to talk, but a lot of them you don't, like, let's say you're doing software engineering. You don't really need to communicate to a lot of people. But to get the job, you do. And if you're fucking awkward, then you're just never going to get hired.
I also think everything that, like, they taught you in, like, interview classes or etiquette or mock interviews, I think most of that is bullshit, honestly. But it might also depend on, like, the market you're going into or the industry you're going into. Because they're, like, they want you to be buttoned up. They want you to, like, be 15 minutes early. They want you to say certain buzzwords. If I'm being honest with you, these niggas do not care when I be walking into these interviews. These niggas want to cuss. They want to tell me about how bullshit their day was. You know, this shit was a hassle. You know how this goes. This, that, and the third. These niggas, and this be, like, CEOs and shit. So it's not like they are super professional.
Literally,
that's definitely your industry.
It might be the industry for real.
On Google Drive, I have my resume that, like, I can alter just depending on the job. I have my little professional references, a recommendation letter, and then I have, like, 2 different job templates that I'll use for my cover letters. And then every time, like, I just send one, I just type in their name and all these, like, it's probably, like, 3 things that I change, and then I send it off. It's the easiest thing.
I don't even apply to jobs if it takes a cover letter. That shit's outdated. I seen a recruiter talking about it on LinkedIn, and she was like, if a job still requires a cover letter, don't reply, because that tells you, like, where they are with their policy and standards in 2023. So I'm not applying nowhere where they're asking for a cover letter.
And you're not applying anywhere because you keep a job.
Hey, oh, don't worry about what I'm doing. I might have something in the works.
He's always cooking something up in the background.
No, I'm, like, addicted to Indeed and LinkedIn. I'm not gonna lie.
For what? How do you even have time? All you do is work all day.
I'm always looking for more money.
Honestly, it's so weird that you were looking at my LinkedIn the other day.
Oh, I told you, I'd be on LinkedIn and I seen your jump, and I was like, she got the gold membership. Who
I didn't even notice that people could see that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Niggas can definitely see that. Like, you're paying for clout.
Wow. That's like having, like, Tinder gold, and you're like, yeah, really? Like, we're doing that?
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. But LinkedIn, free for a month.
Yeah, but was there any, like, real, what were the perks of having that for that month?
I'm not really sure, but.
Because you can already message jobs. You can already, like, highlight yourself or highlight a job as, like, your top priority.
So, like, can you? I was just going to say, the one thing I noticed is that you could tell a job that they're your top choice.
Yeah, you can do that, like, with the regular zone. You can only do it, like, 3 times a month, though, with the regular. So I'm assuming you can do it more with gold. But I don't think jobs be paying attention to that shit anyway.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I was like, damn, we're paying $40 for this shit? God, oh.
No.
All right, different vibes real quick. How often do you get your oil change? What are your signs to get it done? Are you having car troubles?
Isn't it every year?
Oh, my gosh. Your car is, like, screaming for help.
Or every 1,000 miles?
I think it's every 3,000. That's like the rule of thumb. I was going to say, I do mine every 3,000, like clockwork. I get an oil change like once a month, though.
I'm actually about to drive so much right now.
I do drive a lot. I'm about to get one this week and when I go back to Charlotte. Yeah, once a month. Me, I just stick to the. Some people are like, they go by their oil light or whatever, because like most new cars have that now. I'm old school. I still go 3,000. Some of the newer cars, the oil light doesn't come on for 5,000 or 8,000. Then you're having to check your oil levels and shit like that throughout. 3,000 miles, every 3,000 miles, somewhere within that, like 2,900, 3,100, I'm going to pull it and get an oil change.
Yeah, I kind of go by whatever the sticker says up top. They put in top left. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we're close to that. And then you can just tell when you're driving the car, especially like, I never had this with my Honda, but like with this one, I'm like driving and I'm like, oh, this doesn't feel right.
Yeah, definitely. And I need my fluids checked because I'm not checking my power steering and my brake fluid and shit. So might as well just take it in there and let them do all of it while it's there.
Yeah, I love that. Just taking your car in and you're just like, just tell me what's wrong, because I know there's probably something that's going to be fucking wrong this time.
But don't put any of that windshield wiper fluid in. If y'all are taking y'all shit to get the oil change, say no to the windshield wiper fluid every time. They're going to put the cheap shit in that like does not work. Like, I want to buy my own windshield wiper fluid.
I don't think I've ever thought about that once.
That cheap shit sucks. It like leaves streaks. It's like, ugh, I hate it.
You're like, hey guys, oil change, do whatever you want. Do not put any fucking windshield wiper in my car.
Don't put windshield wiper and low key, depending on where you're taking it, don't put no air in my tires, because y'all niggas be fucking that shit up. You put too much air in the tires and now you're riding rough and it's fucked everything up. My tires was good when I came in. They still good. Like, come on, just do the other shit.
The last time I went to get my car fixed, I asked them to put windshield wiper in because nothing was coming out. And then when I got there, they were like, yours is already full. There's nothing we can put in there. And I was like, what the fuck? Turns out the entire time I had my car, I just didn't know how to use it correctly.
That's on brand.
That'll happen to you for sure.
Well, have you guys ever seen a windshield wiper with a button on the end of it that you have to push in?
Yeah, that's how mine work for the rear.
Yeah, okay, but for the front?
I've seen the ones in the front.
I probably would have checked the manual to be like, hey, how does this work?
The manual just seems like a lot of work.
I'm not going to lie. How did you go that long without ever using your windshield wiper fluid?
I would just not rain or drive if it was raining.
Yes.
She's like, it's raining. I take the car real quick and let it clean off.
Wait, yeah. Did you not?
Or I would like.
Did you not use windshield wipers at all?
No, I did. But it would get like just dirty.
Oh.
So I would just go get my car washed a lot.
Not a bad solution, but probably could have had it much easier.
Not the worst, but it's definitely not the most efficient by any means.
Yeah. Well, what can you do?
Probably could have just YouTubed how to use your windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah, well, next time.
Oh my gosh.
You imagine when the person's like, all right, we're going to go fix this, and they're like, this thing is full. I don't think a drop has come out of here.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's probably like you're an idiot. All right.
Yeah. All right, top five this week, a little bit different. Honestly, this is kind of like a jobs episode.
That's why I came up with that.
Before we get into our next topic, we wanted to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of this week's episode, Zencastr. When we first started recording Quartz Talk, we were using whatever rinky-dink setup we could, but we realized we needed to step our game up to a legit setup, and that's where Zencastr came in. It's now super easy to record a podcast with Zencastr. Log into your browser and start recording a high-quality podcast right away. Record studio-quality sound and up to 4K video with your guest. Feel a sense of Zen knowing Zencastr's multi-layered backups ensure you always have your recordings in the highest quality, even if the connection is unstable. Trust me, I know. If you have thought about podcasting before and realized that you need a lot of different tools and services, those days are over. With Zencastr's all-in-one podcasting platform, you can create your podcast all in one place and distribute it to Spotify, Apple, and other major destinations. Go to zencaster.com/pricing and use our code PORCHDOG and you'll get 30% off your first month of any Zencaster paid plan. We want you to have the same easy experience we do for all our podcasting content needs. It's time to share your story. Honestly, they have a free plan too if you need it. It's just as good. Shout out to Zencaster, and let's get back to the episode. Top five jobs to have. This is going to be an interesting one. I got a lot of outside the box ones for sure.
I don't. I went with the real jobs, and I figured like some of this list would be nonsense, but I went with the real jobs. Okay. A private practice doctor. Because I feel like they have the sweetest hours. Them niggas be working like 9 to 4. So a private practice doctor.
That's a great one. Didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah, that got to be one of those. An esthetician slash like makeup type job. Because I also feel like they have a very nice hours. They generally start in like somewhere around like 9, 10. They usually done like 5, 6. So something in that like cosmetology type. Probably solid. Number three, barbers. Barbers can make a bag with what they're charging now. They're never on time. They make their own fucking hours. Like, barbers are up.
That's so true. I'm always waiting. Never been on time once.
Literally, it's crazy. I would go, like, tech. So, like, some engineer type. Not the finance bros for sure. But, like, maybe, like, engineer type. Because I feel like they also have a pretty solid schedule. You can make a lot of money. You're not going to be in any like inclement type conditions. So definitely that one would be 4. And then 5 would probably be like a small scale cafe. Because it's probably not a ton of overhead. You still get to make your hours. You still get to make some bread. You're your own boss. That one's probably pretty solid.
Damn, you hit a lot of different industries there.
Yeah, I went kind of crazy.
Okay. Number one, I said anything work from home that's Monday through Friday. 2, I said a food or alcohol taste tester. 3, I put a flight attendant because they get to travel all the time. 4, I put a nurse in the esthetician field because you get paid a shit ton of money just for injecting someone's lips. It's insane. And then 5, a real estate agent because you get a shit ton of commission and you get to make your own schedule.
That was one of my honorable mentions.
Interesting. All right. I went a completely different route. I had a lot of fun with this one. Number one, a homemaker to a rich partner with no kids. Because we all know homemakers are jobs, people. You can't say otherwise.
Is it? Amen. Job. Okay.
Number two, a backup quarterback in the NFL. I mean, guys have careers doing nothing but holding a clipboard. That sounds like the dream.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Number three, I don't know specifics, but I feel like a lot of people say government jobs are great to have, good benefits, and you usually don't have to do a lot. So I'm sure there's some good government jobs out there.
Yeah.
Number four, a dermatologist in a rich area. I'm assuming you just have a nice bougie office. You probably don't do a whole lot. Maybe see some weird stuff, but I feel like it's pretty chill. Number five, being retired. That's a job. I don't know how it is, but it's definitely a job. So that's
pretty sure that one's not a job.
Retirement. I feel like you worked your whole life as a job to be retired, so that has to be a job.
I don't hate that. I don't hate that. It wasn't great, but I don't hate it either. Honorable mention, the one honorable mention I had outside of real estate would be a recruiter. I feel like these recruiters now are getting paid for real, and I feel like it's not too hard of a job, if I'm being honest. Like, they just scour resumes for buzzwords that, like, match. And then whether they get the job or don't get the job, you still get paid for sending them this many prospects. It's a pretty sweet gig.
Usually they have to stay there for, like, 3 months.
3 months for what? Oh, you don't get paid unless the person gets the job?
Yeah, they have to stay there for a certain amount of time.
That changes everything. What the fuck?
Never mind. Out on that.
Yeah. No, I definitely thought it was like a meet your quotas type thing.
No, because then you probably aren't bringing quality people.
Hate that.
I would say a male stripper. Like Magic Mike.
I'm going to tell you right now. Nope. I know two. It's a dark life for those.
You know two male strippers?
I know two. You got to keep in mind, I played college ball. A lot of them niggas was like fit for no reason and was never going to the NFL. So what did fit niggas go do after college was up? They started stripping.
Hold on. Did they get a degree at least?
I don't think either of them finished.
I was going to say, imagine getting a college degree.
I'm not saying that all strippers do not have degrees, but these two do not. They got some dark stories. And unlike, they're not protected like women strippers, because like you don't want like men groping up women. It doesn't seem to be the same for like women groping up men. And like they done pretty much talked about how like shorties have like against their will try to put their meat in their mouth and shit. Like,
oh my god.
They be having some experiences. Mm-mm. Yeah. Don't wish male stripping on anybody. No. And it be the ugly jumps. I'm sorry. That was rude. But to my understanding, them the ones that like order these male strippers and think they can do whatever they want to them.
Like a little escort.
But it's probably the same way with niggas. They probably the ones that like order female strippers and think they can do whatever they want to them.
Yeah.
Damn, didn't know the dark world of a male stripper.
Yeah, if I can get one of them on one day, I might have to.
I have so many questions now.
Yeah, it's nasty. It's nasty business.
Bro, what do you do once you like age out of being a stripper?
I'm not gonna lie, I wonder what that age is, because like they're both, one's like 32. So like at some point you gotta like hang up the G string.
I guess it depends on how you look and can move.
Yeah, but like at the same time, like you didn't have shorties grabbing on your nuts for like 10 years. Like, are you done yet?
Yeah, but have you ever watched P-Valley?
I have not. What's the lifespan of female strippers?
This one girl was there for a long time.
It's probably a market for old hoes, for real.
There is, I think. You just don't get
the good days. You probably work like a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't know, because at that point you might have a good following.
Yo, my niggas a couple of weeks back were talking about, they were down here talking about going to Magic City, and it was like a fucking Wednesday. And I was like, what? And they were like, yeah, Wednesday's the best night. And I was like, and me, in my mind, I was like, the baddest joints are going to be there on the weekend. They're not working weeknights, especially at a place like Magic City. But he was like, nah, first off, it's Magic City. All of them bad. And I was like, okay,
no.
I have a point. Oh, maybe he don't have a point. But I was like, you know what? He might have a point. And then he was saying, you got to go on the weeknights, because on the weeknights, you got a chance of getting some attention. He said, you do not want to be in Atlanta at Magic City on the weekend competing with ballers and artists.
Let me know when you go. Said, my friend's dad is the one who owns it.
You know the owner of Magic City?
I know his son. I went there for my birthday one year.
Are all of them bad, or like, what's the vibes?
I mean, the ones who aren't the cutest can still move. Like, this one girl was doing acrobatics up in the sky.
I was going to say, they, even if they're not the cutest, was they, like, the thickest? Because that's why they go on to Magic City.
There's definitely a lot of thick girls there.
A good go pick. On the weeknights, if you're listening. Go on the weeknights. You will not have to compete with the rappers and the ball players that come out.
Ooh, and their wings are so good.
Can we get the owner on the cast, Morgan?
I don't know the owner. Yeah,
make that happen. Like, make a little connection. Care. Make it happen.
Make a phone call.
Is that like, is he like a pimp? Is that pretty much what the owner of Magic City is?
No, he doesn't give up.
Because like, once you really sell it down, like, pimping is selling women and making money off of it. Like, is a strip club not like selling women to make money off of them?
Michael Magic Barney. Founded in 1985.
We could open
He's on Cam Newton's podcast.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm going to have to look into that.
How do you get into owning a strip club? What kind of career is that?
A good one.
No, it's kind of cool. Apparently. It's probably a good one once it's established. It was probably trash at first.
Yeah.
Had to be. You had to tell shorties, like, suck dick for the first year or two to get the customers in here.
Because, like, they rank so good.
Hey, you know, that might be why the Magic food is so City good out here.
Has the best wings.
I hear their food is great.
Yeah, their food. Lou Williams people will literally DoorDash Magic City wings to them. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I was about to say, they need to DoorDash some ass, too. Stop playing about it.
As if you're in Atlanta, you should DoorDash some Magic City wings and tell us. Give us a review next week.
I might do it. I'll look into it. It'll be like 2 weeks from now, but still.
Some lemon pepper wings.
I'm not big on lemon pepper.
Oh, I wasn't until I moved to Atlanta.
She fell into the hype.
Then I became a lemon pepper stepper.
Get away from me.
Other post top stuff. Ezra has a beef with Moe's and it's trash. It's got no flavor, maybe worse than Chipotle.
Oh my god.
Yeah, as you all know, Chipotle is fucking disgusting. I've had Chipotle 3 times and I've got food poisoning 3 times. So Chipotle is fucking trash. My go to, I like Salsaritas. I like Qdoba's a lot too. I've only had Moe's one other time. Had it yesterday and I was like, this shit is fucking bad. It don't taste like nothing. The chicken's not seasoned, which I feel like is not something with a Hispanic food you have to worry about seasoning. So I was just like, what the fuck is going on with Moe's? Like, Moe's is lame. I'll never eat Moe's again.
I've only had it once. It was for Anna's sister's wedding. It was like the meal people got beforehand. But it was also like, there was just so much moving on. I was kind of like, ate it. And I was like, this is fine. So I didn't have a fair review. I would like to try it again and give it an honest opinion of it.
Yeah, try that shit again. You're going to be like, what the fuck is this shit?
Chipotle, we've had it a couple times. It's better than what I remember, but it's still like not a top tier. El Diablo is still the best bang for your buck, but you can only get that in Delaware.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
Real quick for me, I thought the Eclipse was overrated. It was like such a big deal. I was like outside, had the glasses, looked at it. It's like cool. I don't know all the hype. People said the world was gonna end. What are we talking about here?
I didn't even waste my time looking at it.
Did you see that one girl? She was like, I don't know, makeup person, stabbed her husband to death and then pushed her 2 children out of the car while it's moving and then like drove into something at top speed because she said the eclipse was coming and that the world was gonna end. No,
damn. End it for somebody.
Yeah, people are going psycho. And then we had the earthquake here like what, a day or two beforehand.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, it was crazy. So we had like a huge earthquake. It woke me up from my slumber. And then like we had little aftershocks all day. And I was like, maybe the eclipse is the end of the world.
Okay.
Got no earthquake. My mom texted me. She was like, did you feel that earthquake 30 minutes ago for 30 seconds? And I was like, why are you texting me 30 minutes later about this? It doesn't seem relevant anymore.
That's crazy.
As what was the other stuff you have? Promotion drinks, other stuff?
Oh. When you get promoted, I'm sure you all know. When you get promoted, when I'm a GM, like I still gotta pay shit for shit when we go out. I'm gonna expense it. Got a card, so it doesn't really matter at this point. Well, the card's in the mail, we'll have the card soon. Being the regional manager, like wherever you go, niggas kinda expect you to pick up their tab. The other day we went out and like we was eating. I was gonna pay. We were eating, had some drinks, had some brews. Nigga was like, let's take some shots. And I was like, fuck it, let's take some shots. And then the lady comes back over and he was like, yeah, can we get 3 more doubles? And I was like, all right, buddy, you're going kind of crazy. And jeez. Then she comes back and she was like, all on one or separate? He was like, all on one. Didn't hesitate. And I was like, nigga, who ordered these shots? You. So yeah, it's been like two or three times that it's happened in like the last 2 weeks where I was like, damn, like, nigga, y'all gonna put anything on this?
Is it still the company card or are you paying out of pocket for this?
Oh no, it's going on the company shit now, so it don't matter.
You have to show the receipt?
Yes and no. If it's a business meeting, they don't really care. And like, business meeting is very vague. Like, it's very vague. I learned you could have a business meeting with only your coworkers and pretty much do whatever you want. So,
interesting. That's crazy though. That there's like shots, doubles, like, let's just run it up.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
crazy.
Crazy, man.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
Okay, wait. I have a question, though. Because Don and I were sharing the same condiment, and it doesn't gross me out, but I was thinking, do you guys allow people other than your significant other to dip in your dip sauce?
No.
Like my dip? I don't want
anybody to, like, dip in my shit. Like, double dip?
Like your
dip.
Ketchup?
No.
What if they didn't double dip?
So it's like they've got one fry and they're putting their one fry in it?
Yeah.
That I don't care about that, but you can't then like return it.
Ew. Yeah. What about if it was Mariah? Double dipping.
No, I'm going to just get her own ketchup at that rate. It's like, what are you doing? Like beating my shit up? Like...
No, I was just thinking about how like I've seen people just double dip and that really I was like thinking about it while we were eating. I was like sweating a bit of how gross it was.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Definitely can't double dip in anybody else's sauce.
Nah, like get a grip. Also, like I can't eat behind after most people, but I remember when I was a little fucking my aunt would like eat some of her ice cream, and when she didn't finish, she would ask if anybody wanted. And like my brothers would like go crazy for that shit. And I was like, yo, like ice cream is something you've gotta like lick, suck the spoon, put back in that shit. It's melting and wet. Like y'all are nasty fucking niggas.
Yeah. I remember when I was younger and we were having chicken nuggets and fries, like me and my cousins, and we like really only had one thing of ketchup. Like, just a big bowl of it. And they kept yelling at me to not double dip. And I was, like, just dipping it once and then eating it and then putting it back in.
No, like, what the stop. Fuck?
They were, like, stop double dipping. And I was, like, I'm only dipping it once.
Menace.
Yeah, that's menace. Sick.
But I thought...
the whole nugget in that bit.
I didn't know that. I thought they meant, like, you can't just, like, dip twice.
Were these your black cousins?
No, these are my white ones.
Damn. Oh my god. They thought you had no home training. They said, that's the Negro in her.
God. All right. Man, let's wrap this thing up. Do some music and TV recommendations.
Ooh.
Oh, almost blinded myself again. TV wise, I've been watching a lot of Naked and Afraid, so big back on that Naked and Afraid. Music wise, haven't really been listening to a ton of music, so back on that Mark Narrations.
Okay. Music wise, I'll do Crocodile Tears, J. Cole. TV wise, Avatar, The Last Airbender. The live action one.
My music recommendation was gonna be Might Delete Later from J. Cole, but he removed the 7-minute drill, which was his diss track to Kendrick, off that. So I lost a lot of respect for him in that day. So now I'm switching mine to whatever Drake's diss track is.
I said it was trash.
Yeah. TV wise, X-Men 97, good little cartoon out there. Check it out if you haven't. With this being said, we're going to wrap this thing up. Thank you for listening, as always. Thank you for watching on Spotify and YouTube. You can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Porch Talk, No
Aliens,
and Apple Podcast. OnlyFans, if you're on Spotify, share the podcast with a friend. We greatly appreciate you for listening. We'll be back next week. Peace.